One of the signs of the coming collapse of the U.S. empire is its turn to authoritarianism. So as societies are in decline, they turn to authoritarianism in order to, you know, force their control over everybody and to silence dissent and to, you know, make everybody do what they say. And this is the Trump administration. This is how the Trump administration treats the world. It's like, do what we say or we punish you. Oh, you're an ally? We punish you. Oh, you're a friend? Ah, we punish you. You know, India, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, Canada, the UK, the EU, you name it. You get punished by Trump. And then domestically, what is Trump doing? He's unleashing military troops into cities like Chicago and New York and eventually probably LA and many other cities. And of course, there's a justification for it. You know, the Democrats, they're making their cities lawless. They won't enforce the law. Violent crime is just running rampant, etc. So I understand the justification, but I would ask everybody listening, how crazy would the conservatives be going if Democrats were doing this? I mean, what if Joe Biden unleashed military troops in, you know, Houston, Texas or something? Or, I don't know, Phoenix. I mean, name your city. Everybody would be screaming, oh my God, it's unconstitutional. It's overreach of power. Posse comitatus, you know, it's a total violation. When Trump does it, many of those same people cheer. Oh, we have to do it. There's so much crime. It's lawless. We need troops in the streets. You know, that's the cry. Now, Trump's big, beautiful bill provides billions of dollars for mass surveillance of the American people. Of course, it's all under the excuse of saying, well, we have to surveil the American people in order to stop illegal immigration. Yeah, remember that? But it's really about surveilling the American people. So they're building an infrastructure of mass surveillance and Palantir, surveillance towers and biometrics, you know, tracking of all kinds. And this will, of course, be weaponized and turned against the American people. No question about it. This is authoritarianism. When Trump says, I alone can set all tariffs and nobody can stop me, that's authoritarianism. Or when the State Department says, if you're a student on a student visa, you can't say free Palestine, or we will kidnap you from your apartment in the middle of the night and we will take you to a secret site for interrogation. You don't have any civil rights, they say, because you're not an American. And then you get deported or you get charged with crimes. I mean, this is authoritarianism. College campuses used to be bastions of free speech. You used to be able to say free Palestine or whatever country you supported, you know, because speech is not violence. You used to be able to criticize America. You used to be able to burn an American flag. Not that that's something that I would ever do or even condone, but the First Amendment clearly protects the right to express speech, even when that speech is offensive to Americans. But now we have authoritarianism. Trump says if you burn a flag, you'll be charged with a felony. You'll have a minimum of 1 year in prison. That's right. And he alone said that he created that new law without Congress. He alone signed that. And there's already somebody being prosecuted under that new rule. So you see, authoritarianism is getting far worse, and you see it in AI engines. We're seeing OpenAI is now totally infiltrated and run by the CIA to turn it into Wikipedia, basically Wikipedia AI, so that all the answers that OpenAI or ChatGPT gives you are, you know, false information when it comes to things that the government cares about, you know, vaccines, 9/11, history, war, economics, you know, etc. So you're living under mass authoritarianism. Now, the next stage beyond authoritarianism is rapid collapse, not a slow decline. Like, we're living in the slow decline right now. But the slow decline, when you're talking about the fall of empires, one day it gives way to a rapid collapse, a sudden collapse, like the Soviet Union, 1991. An unexpected collapse where one day the currency is not worth anything. One day the central government no longer is viable. One day nobody who works for the government gets their paychecks. But until then, the government becomes more insane, more terroristic, more bureaucratic, more demanding. They want to harass your business. They want you to fill out more paperwork. They want you to comply with more unreasonable rules. And we saw that, especially under Biden, although the Trump administration has been reversing some of that, you know, to Trump's credit and also to the credit of Lee Zeldin at the EPA and even to some extent to the credit of RFK Jr. at HHS. So there have been efforts that have been made to try to reverse some of that, but especially under Biden and the Democrats, it got insane. The FDA became a straight-up terrorist organization. So did the EPA. So did the ATF. They were threatening gun dealers with jail time if they didn't close up shop. They were trying to shut them all down. The FBI obviously functioned as a terror group running around America, causing terrorism to try to justify their own existence. The DOJ terrorized the American people by prosecuting the peaceful J6 protesters. You know, the examples go on and on here. The FCC, the FAA, hounding drone operators, you know, all kinds of insanity. These are all signs of the last chapter of an empire that's in decline, that's about to collapse. And you're going to see more signs of this, more desperation, capital controls. They'll say, oh, you're not allowed to take your money out of the bank. At some point, you're not allowed to buy more gold or some, you know, some crazy thing like that. That's why you should get gold and silver now. You should get your money out of the banking system, in my opinion. Get it out before they lock it down and get physical gold and silver in your hands where they can't easily get it or even find it or even know that you have it for that matter, you know. Gold and silver will be a key survival asset in all of this. Also, growing your own food, having your own backup food supply, owning your home, not being in debt, having a backup generator, having a backup fuel supply of diesel and a diesel generator, or a solar generator where you can charge it with sunlight, you know, lots of different options. Check out our sponsors in some of these spaces too, by the way, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123. They have solar generators. They have Faraday bags for EMP protection. And then our gold and silver sponsor is at metalswithmike.com. That's the Battalion Metals Company. They can sell you, you know, $5,000 or $500,000 of gold or silver at a really amazing price, extremely competitive, very low margins, insured, discreet, guaranteed delivery. And if you look at what's happening with gold and silver lately, it's holding value while the dollar is collapsing. So check it out. Metalswithmike.com is a great source on that. And check out my website, rangerdeals.com, for other affiliate deals that can help you get prepared for what's coming. Remember that the collapse will be sudden, without warning. Right now, we're just in the slow decline, but the sudden collapse is coming, and none of us can predict what day that's going to happen. So you got to be ready in advance. So become as prepared as you can, get off-grid as much as you can, become self-reliant, have your own water, your own power, your own food, your own technology, your own self-defense, your own communications. All these things will help you survive so that when the collapse comes, you're not taken by surprise. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here at the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. And use our AI engine. It's free. It's at Brighteon.ai, and it's also heavily trained on preparedness and nutrition, disease reversals, off-grid living, honest money, finance, so much more. Check it out. It's free. It's the best engine in the world by far on reality-based topics. Again, that's at Brighteon.ai. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Power up with Groovy Bee and Boku Organic Superfuel Blend. 9 superfoods in one clean, plant-based mix. Glyphosate tested, low in heavy metals. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.